a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 5:30. I'm Maria Shalaya, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story this hour. It's going to be a busy travel weekend, but so far there aren't too many cancellations at the airport. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Longest lines I've seen today have actually been in the parking lot. The park and wait has only had a few spots open at any given time. Inside the airport, the line was pretty minimal at check-in. One man told me it was a lot worse when he left San Antonio this morning.
FlightAware shows dozens of delays at the Salt Lake Airport with only a handful of cancellations so far today. Many other places in the country aren't as lucky as Salt Lake travelers. Around 500 flights have been canceled in the U.S. on this big getaway day, and over 5,100 more delayed. And it's getting worse quickly because of weather.
Airlines were doing pretty well today with minimal canceled and delayed flights, but now both cancellations and delays are jumping quickly. Partly because of weather moving through some big airports causing ground stops. Chicago airports had a ground stop because of thunderstorms. Same at Baltimore, LaGuardia, Atlanta, Charlotte, JFK, and in Philadelphia. Those are major airport hubs in some cases, and stopping flights heading to those airports, that's going to cause long-lasting effects on flights.
That is ABC's Alex Stone. Our top national story this half hour. President Biden is once again calling on the Senate to drop its 60-vote filibuster to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law.
Meeting virtually with 10 Democrat governors, President Biden warned of a nationwide abortion ban if Republicans gain control of Congress and the Senate after the midterm elections in November. The governors reported already seeing upticks in women coming to their state seeking care. President Biden says the implications of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade stretch further than abortion rights.
The reasoning of this decision has an impact much beyond Roe and to the right to privacy more generally.
Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
A controversial law goes into effect in Florida. ABC's Alex Brochet has more from Washington.
It's technically called the Parental Rights in Education Bill, but it's been dubbed as the Don't Say Gay Bill because it bans classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grades. States that any instruction on those topics cannot occur in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with the state standards.
Under the law, parents are legally allowed to sue school districts. Jazz star Rudy Gobert will likely be headed to Minnesota. ESPN reports a deal includes the Jazz getting five players from the Timberwolves. KSL Sports' Ben Anderson says this frees up some cap space for the Jazz.
I think the Jazz have some limited ability to improve the team with a huge salary like Rudy Gobert on the roster. He's 30 years old. He's only going to get more expensive. And the Jazz were looking like they were starting to take a step backwards. So I think this was a time of selling high with Gobert. And yeah, initiating a new rebuild around Donovan Mitchell.
Ben says the new lineup will make the team a bit more versatile defensively. Fireworks of any kind are not allowed in Park City this 4th of July.
The announcement coming after the Park City Council has decided the extended drought and dry conditions present too great a risk. But despite the ban, Park City Fire Marshal Mike Owen says conditions this July 4th are actually more favorable than last year.
We're asking people to still observe the same rules. Fire restrictions aren't in effect through most of the state. We're just asking people to be safe. If you have a fire, make sure it's out. If you're shooting off fireworks, make sure you have that bucket of water that you can put the spent casings in.
The city council also banned any non-permitted open flame. Owen says if you follow the rules and keep an eye on the kids, You should have a fun, safe July 4th weekend. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
As we head into the fourth weekend, Salt Lake City Fire Chief Carl Lieb stresses sensible firework usage above all else. He makes particular note of the risk to first responders and that when accidents happen and firefighters respond, they are less available to respond to other accidents.
I think people sometimes forget the risk to the firefighters that respond to these type of calls. If someone ignites fireworks in a restricted zone, we're going to go to that call. And while they're at these calls, we're unavailable to go on other calls. So that's kind of some of the things that get lost when we talk about firework safety is just how dangerous they become for the people who have to respond.
Now you're encouraged to enjoy the holiday with family and, if necessary, light fireworks with common sense and safety in mind. Bureau of Land Management says it's moving forward with new fees at some campgrounds. 12 of the campgrounds are in Richfield. The other three are in Price. The fees will vary based on location and the type of site. KSL News Time, 5:35. Ricky Meese, it's been smooth sailing for the last little bit.
It has, but unfortunately...
Every time I say that, I tell myself, don't say that. I jinxed it. Sorry.
For those in Utah County, we do have a new accident, northbound I-15, prior to a Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. One vehicle over to the left, but it looks like UHP and other emergency crews are getting a couple of vehicles that have been in the center lanes out of traffic over to the left. So they are going to hold back a couple of lanes, but you're going to see a little bit of backup in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.